My name is Bud Dickman, and the Phil Henry Show features a lot of different guests on it. But I wonder sometimes, you know, that's Phil doing all the voices. A lot of you don't. And then you go, oh, it took me 6 years to figure it out. Well, now you don't have... now you don't have to worry about it, because Phil does all the voices. You didn't even know it, did you?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Bud Dickman, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And the Food and Drug Administration here on the Phil Henry Show, I want to mention, has found that a quarter of all food manufacturers don't list the ingredients that cause potentially fatal allergic reactions. The New York Times has reported this. The FDA says the emissions pose a threat to the roughly 7 million Americans who suffer from food allergies. Food allergies. You hear people say food allergies. The last I heard about food allergies having a profound impact on policy in this country was the peanut allergy thing, and that encouraged many airlines to stop serving peanuts on board their flights. Some people claim that an allergy to peanuts caused them to stop breathing. Dean Wheeler is the president of Americans with Allergies Alliance, a group of Americans who suffer from class 1 allergies. He's on our Newsmaker line this evening on the Phil Henry Show. And Dean, thank you for joining us.
You bet, Phil. It's always a great pleasure.
Dean, as a leader of an organization of some, I know that you have a membership of close to 500,000 people. You claim there are 7 million Americans suffering right now from food allergies. What responsibility do the rest of us have?
Well, Phil, I think a lot of changes have been made, but a lot more are needed. You're absolutely right when you make the comment that 7 million Americans do suffer from food allergies. I have had allergic reactions to controlled tests, and I think we need to get the American people behind the realization that life needs to change a little bit in our country. We just have too many people with food allergies, and not only are they food allergies, they're allergies to airborne substances. And we just want people to understand that we are suffering, and we need for them to begin to curtail and otherwise channel their usage.
What allergies do you have?
Well, right now I have a class 1. I've tested positive for wheat, eggs, egg byproduct, peanuts, peanut oil, and shellfish.
Okay, so in other words...
I'm allergic to all those things.
You're allergic to wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, and shellfish. So what happens?
Well, a variety of things, Phil. Eggs cause my immune system to shut down. When I do eat eggs, I have an inability to process toxins in my system. Wheat, for instance, causes respiratory failure. And I'm not talking about a difficulty in breathing. I mean my entire respiratory system fails. Shellfish causes extreme cramping and rashes. And peanuts and peanut oil, of course, you're aware of that. My feet swell, my ankles swell, I get blindness. I'm temporarily blinded. And these are all very, very, absolutely...
Those are acute reactions, aren't they?
They're very acute, but there are 7 million people. And I'm going back to my allergist, as a matter of fact, next week, because I suspect I have an allergy to some of the perfumes that my female coworkers use.
Where do you work?
Still, I'm a part owner of a bookstore and a coffee shop, as a matter of fact, in the San Diego area.
And you're allergic to perfume?
I believe that I am, because I noticed a lot of the perfumes have caused irritation in my throat. My throat swells up, and I also do have some spasming in my abdomen. Americans with Allergies Alliance is proud to see that the airlines, by the way, Phil, have fallen into line, and you were mentioning that.
Well, what I was mentioning was that the airlines are not serving peanuts because people who have allergies to peanuts... what were they doing?
Well, I mean, it was a terrible thing. A lot of them couldn't breathe. A lot of people were having colonic spasming. Some people were having muscular tension, headaches. And so what the airlines did is they banned the dispersal of peanuts and peanut byproduct in all of the domestic as well as international flights, and we were very, very much thankful for that.
So Americans with Allergies Alliance is trying to get legislation on the books, from what I understand it, or get policy changed among American corporations so that the things that you guys are allergic to will no longer be used in the workplace, correct?
Well, you say you guys. AWAA applauds the promptness of the airline industry. And what we just want to see is the other businesses get prompt in changing their policy as well. Right now, airlines serve trail mix, and so it's very healthy, and it is a wonderful way to replace peanuts. I think that everybody benefits.
Can I just say something to you, Dean, about that?
Sure.
I hate trail mix. I can't stand it. And I loved getting those peanuts on the airplane. And what you're telling me is...
Well, Phil, if you can think of the millions of other Americans who had serious colonic spasming and leg pain because of peanut oil. And
okay, I can dig that, but I really loved getting peanuts on the airplane. And trail mix just really is revolting in every level of the word. And the fact that I have to eat trail mix and not peanuts because of the allergies of people disturbs me.
Well, why would you say that?
Well, why can't you just say, no, thank you, I don't want any peanuts?
Well, because, Phil, what happens if you have an allergy and,
seriously, why can't you just say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat peanuts, I have a, I have an allergy. Why can't you do that?
Well, we're not about to allow any individuals, Phil, who may be suffering from a peanut allergy and not know it, suddenly become affected by a peanut allergy by having a brain swelling, their sinus infection, and bleeding from the eyes. We cannot have...
You're telling me that a guy who's allergic to peanuts is going to have brain swelling. I just don't know that many people who have that kind of problem.
Well, Phil, I'm sure you feel that way, but it is important that the businesses take the allergic person into consideration.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from Americans with Allergies Alliance. What are, and our number 1-800-449-8686. What's your next challenge?
Well, the next thing, Phil, we want to do is we feel we have wrapped up, we'd like to get this wrapped up by the end of the year, is the workplace environment, the use of scent-based bar soaps. We think all bar soaps that are scent-based, we challenge business in America to allow their employees to use any scentless soaps made from oat byproduct and natural hive wax. And the allergy to caffeine cannot be denied, and so we're trying to get something done about that.
Well, caffeine is in coffee, okay? So if a guy drinks coffee, I understand that. But are you saying that the caffeine somehow in the smell?
The smell of the coffee, absolutely, Phil. A lot of people have an allergic reaction to the smell of caffeinated coffee. What we are doing is recommending alternatives.
And it, well, I don't drink tea, so.
Well, but if you filter hot water through bee pollen, we think can offset that. But be that as it may, we believe caffeinated coffee and tea drinks must be outlawed by the end of the year, and we're trying to get everybody prepared for that. And,
well, you know what? Maybe it won't be outlawed by the end of the year. You guys get peanuts out of the workplace. You don't want your workers wearing perfume.
Well, what we're just going to do is go around to the different businesses and tell them, we are we have rights, too. We have allergies. And they're making our work environment very unsafe, and it doesn't feel good. And I don't really like the smell of perfume on women. I think it's wrong. If you show up to work having used a perfume-scented soap and one of your coworkers goes into an anaphylactic shock, you could be arrested for attempted murder. I don't think you want that.
And Wait. I'm not going to be... You mean after they outlaw the soap?
After they outlaw the soap, that is correct.
You're saying if I show up with scented soap on me and a guy has brain swelling, I could be arrested for attempted murder?
I am telling you that is the extreme event. Corn-based allergies, Phil, making popcorn in the office. We have seen this time and again. Kitchen microwaves create a popcorn scent that can cause, in some people, valve leakage in the heart.
And all of these things, man, I mean, I've never heard of a guy smelling popcorn and having a leaking heart valve. I've never heard of a guy smelling scented bar soap and having brain swelling. And if you're talking about someone going into an epileptic seizure because they had to smell some guy's popcorn...
A lot of this happens. A lot of it happens. And Americans with Allergies Alliance want everybody to know that you are making our workplace... very uncomfortable, and we don't want you to popcorn or have anything that hurts us. And we're going to go around to different businesses and make them feel the problems that we have. And
I don't know, man. I can't have corn, but I can't have a popcorn. I can't have peanuts on the airplane. I can't wash my hands with bar soap.
Phil, if you looked at it this way, why are you being selfish? And why don't you understand the needs of people who, like us, have allergies And I, for instance, right now, I'm going to go to the doctor. I go to my allergist once a week, and I'm pretty sure I have an allergy to denim, and that has caused a severe rashing all up and down my legs, which causes bleeding. So
you have an allergy to denim?
I believe so. I'm going to my allergist next week.
So that will, in other words, Dean, you have an allergy to wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, shellfish, perfume, and denim.
Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I most certainly do. And I think it can't be understated.
Well, if you have your way, we can't wear perfume, we can't...
Well, Phil, we want everybody to get in line, and we want everyone to show their workers respect. The police can be called to deal with it, but we don't want that to happen.
If a woman wears perfume to the office, the cops arrive.
That's what I'm trying to say.
1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to Dean Wheeler. He is the president of Americans with Allergies Alliance. This is a group of people who claim to represent the 7 million Americans who have food allergies and other environmental allergies. They want scented soaps out of the workplace. They want popcorn popping out of the workplace. They want caffeinated coffee and tea drinks out of the workplace. They want perfume out of the workplace. This is a guy who not to mention peanuts, can't have those. He says that he's allergic to denim, perfume, wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, shellfish, popcorn. He says he's also allergic to certain kinds of cornflakes. He claims that it causes heart valve leakage, rashing, brain swelling, anaphylactic shock, swelling of the ankles, vomiting, self-induced coma. And I believe that this is an extreme situation from him. I can't believe that our workplace has got to change. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
He's going to have brain swelling from denim, though. It's a very bad thing. And
this is Phil Henry. Welcome back to our show. Dean Wheeler is with us from the Americans with Allergies Alliance. Are you and I don't mean anything by this, Dean, are you a healthy man?
Well, yes, I am, Phil. I go to an allergist once a week, and I've had a full physical, including a CAT scan. I have a CAT scan every 6 months.
What prompts that?
Well, I just want to ensure that my health has not been compromised by a lot of the environmental problems I'm speaking about. I do have allergies.
But a CAT scan's not cheap. You have one every 6 months?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
Well, when you do have the allergies that I have, and again, the doctor did a class 1 test on allergies on me and finds that I could have a class 3 allergy to leather, and I mean the upholstery in my car. And
okay, so in other words, you're almost allergic to your own car, and you're getting a CAT scan?
Well, I'm getting the CAT scan to make sure that no tumors, possible brain tumors, arise from the workplace environment. There's a lot of people out there who are compromising the health of 7 million Americans who suffer from food allergies, and I'm kind of take offense at your question, am I a healthy man?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that allergies have to do with immune system.
I can't, Phil, if I walk down the street and I pass someone who is wearing a leather vest or a denim, I could have brain swelling, and that is a dangerous thing. And
so if you walked into my house, everybody in my house wears jeans, you'd get brain swelling.
I don't know. I have to get the results, but it's not anything that we can trivialize. And we want people to understand we have allergies, and you make them bad when you come into our workplace with your the way you smell. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I had to stop and call you because I'm on my way home from work, and I had to go to the payphone and call you. The problem that I have is, he wants Americans to stop running their life as normal.
No.
Because of the 7 million people that are allergic to perfume or peanuts or whatever.
Well, our health is being endangered by people who wear perfume.
Okay. Well, instead of taking your time and making an effort to stop everybody else from doing what they're, why don't you make an effort to have it a mandatory screening that everybody gets tested for allergies? To see if they're going to have brain swelling.
Well, I already do have the allergy. Apparently, you didn't hear me, and I have been tested, and
I understand
I do have it.
But I'm
in the workplace, and someone is wearing, it doesn't have to test 7 million. I'm in the workplace. Someone's wearing perfume. Do you wear cologne to work?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you could be endangering my life.
Well, can I
have valve leaking?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Let me. I'm a waiter at the moment. Okay?
All right. Okay.
I don't go into
a lot of restaurants though. The smell of shellfish can cause a discharge.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
I get a milky discharge.
Let's say you go into a restaurant. Now, would you want me not smelling like cologne because it might make you sick? Would you rather me smell like BO and that could make you sick and not want to eat?
Well, BO, I guess you're talking about the natural scent of a human body, is far preferable than some of the accentuated scents and fragrances that can cause a serious discharge from my ears. I get eye bleeding. There is all kinds of swelling that takes place.
Okay,
but I'd much rather smell B.O.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you're going to make me smell B.O. because you go to a restaurant and...
Well, again, I don't go into a lot of restaurants. I do go into Whole Foods, and I enjoy Natural Earth restaurants because they have the natural gravies.
Well, can I ask you this? Okay, how much effort have you made it into get it, you know, for doctors?
Well, Mike, I go to an allergist once a week.
Not you personally. How about everybody else that has a problem?
Well, I don't know. I can't talk for them.
Have you made an effort with the AWAA to make it mandatory?
That is a very good... I'm assuming that Americans with Allergies Alliance, that they do. I'm trying to get a law passed now that all businesses will have showers installed at the front door.
Showers installed at the front door?
Yes, sir. And if someone shows up wearing, Emma Root or High Karate, they have to be hosed off before stepping into the workplace. Otherwise, I'm going to get swelling.
Do you honestly think that'll pass?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you really think it'll pass?
Well, yeah, I think it'll be, because otherwise they're jeopardizing my health.
Honestly think there's a problem in your head that's making you...
No.
So with all these problems that you have, you're making it a big issue for everybody else that wants you to live a normal life.
Well, see, and again, the other thing is it's only 7 million.
Right.
Yeah, but we are very uncomfortable. We're very uncomfortable. A lot of us are having enlargement of the extremities because of some of these things. All we're asking for you to do, Mike, is not to wear any colognes or perfumes. And I don't know why you don't why do you have a problem with the body odor?
Well,
to
be honest with you...
What about underarm deodorant? I mean,
right.
How about that?
No, we can't...
You know what?
Wait a second, I can't...
Like I sweat profusely.
Me too, man. I stink like an open sewer if I don't wear this stuff.
Well, that's something you'll just have to deal with because I can't have that scent. It causes eye bleeding.
Well, then you should segregate yourself from society, not have society segregate them.
No, I have a right. I have rights.
So does everyone else.
I have rights to be in the workplace.
So does everyone else. And they have the right to show up there as they want to smell.
I want to be comfortable, too, in my own body.
I
don't like stinking like an open grave because you don't want to... What do you mean you have rights? Yes, you have rights.
You don't have the right to make my my life miserable. And if I have if I have colonic spasming or anything because Mike decided to come in wearing English leather... do you wear denim, Mike?
As a matter of fact, I have a denim shirt on now.
Well, that is a danger to people like myself and some 450,000 other Americans.
It's part of my uniform. I have to wear a denim shirt.
What about leather?
Leather? No, I don't need to wear
that. Okay, I'm allergic to denim. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a denim blue long sleeve shirt and black pants.
And are the pants denim?
No, they're cotton.
Okay, I'm allergic to all of the things you're wearing. And
well, then you can't go into the restaurant.
Well, then you can't go out.
Yeah,
I mean,
then you can't. Yeah,
90% of population is going to have some kind of gene or denim or.
You can't go into the restaurant where he works.
No, I have a right to go in there, and he has to wear something that won't cause my throat to constrict.
Well, I don't know what a guy's going to wear other than cotton and what, wool?
Wool?
Yeah. Wool's
fine. No, wait a minute.
I'll get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, wool is fine. Maybe this guy needs to wear just loomed linen. That's all he can do. Phil Henry Show will be right back. This is the Phil Henry Show. Why the idea of food allergies would cause such consternation in me. You know, in like the George Bush topic last hour, there's certain things that just trigger something in me. And once again, it's food. You see the common theme in my life? Bring up food, and I get very passionate. Hey, guess what I saw today on the TV shoot? A food wagon that made pork chops. Hey, I don't like this food allergy thing. Why? I love peanuts, you know. And it just goes on. All right, Dean Wheeler is with us. He's with Americans with Food Allergies Alliance talking to us. Dean, you mentioned that you are allergic to denim and to cotton. and also certain kinds of wools. What are acceptable clothes that your coworkers can wear to the workplace in order for you to be safe?
Well, Phil, I believe that eventually when we do get a lot of our environmental statutes passed, everyone really should simply wear natural clothing. We would require in our level of statute that all workers wear natural clothing made only from linen loomed by hand, no unnatural fabrics woven in. I can have seizures, and I have swallowed my own tongue if I pass someone wearing a polyester shirt. So these are the problems that I am trying to overcome at present time.
You've swallowed your own tongue. Did you? You had a.
I had a full seizure when someone was wearing Dacron.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I am just appalled at this man thinking that he can change our entire world. And he's saying to wear natural fibers. Cotton is a very natural fiber in itself.
Well, we're asking it to be loomed by hand. A lot of cotton shirts are loomed by machines.
And where do you think that the that we're going to end up...
Yeah, what store are we shopping in?
Yeah, where are we going to get the money to pay for hand-loomed articles of clothing?
Well, I think you weigh that against the health hazards to some 7 million Americans who are at present right now bleeding and having serious internal bleeding problems because you decided to wear a catheter. Okay? I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but because I almost swallowed my own tongue after I was near a guy wearing a rayon shirt.
Okay, and I'm allergic to cats, and I choose not to go to my friend's home to have cats.
That's wrong. You should have every right in the world to go to your friend's house. They should have the animal removed or put in a cage for a period of time, no less than 45 minutes before you get there, so that...
Oh, come on. Wait a second. I got a cat. My friend's allergic. You know what he does? He stays outside. All right?
That's wrong, and that's against our civil rights.
It's against somebody's civil rights to tell them to cage an animal for 45 minutes, which you...
It's not the cat has no rights. The animal can be put down as well. And
so if someone's going to kill their cat because you're allergic to it.
The only other alternative is to shave the animal, shave the cat hair to a stubble.
I think that you're so wrong, and for you to say that cats don't have rights, I'm sure there's another group of people that would jump down your throat
for
that.
There you go. You got that right. Okay.
Well, I just really believe the corn-based allergy is the one we're working on right now. Do you pop corn, or do you enjoy corn popping?
I seldom pop corn. However, I will say that I have young children.
Yes, but if you do pop corn, you need to be aware that if I came to your home, you'd have to clean, aerate the area for no less than 50 minutes to an hour.
First of all, I wouldn't invite you to my home. There's too many things in my home. You're probably allergic.
Wait a minute. I do have certain rights.
You don't have the right to enter my home if you're uninvited.
Well, why are you not inviting me there?
Because I don't want to risk the chance that you're going to sue me for going
but
into
But I do have. Well, see, you're denying my right to a legal jurisprudence. You're denying my right that...
Wait a minute. She doesn't have to invite you to her house.
I have the right to ask why she isn't, though.
Because I'm not going to subject myself to some lawsuit from you falling down and having a seizure.
Well, I have a right to file a lawsuit.
Then you don't have a right to enter my home.
Well, but I don't know why you're not inviting me. Don't I have a right to be there?
No, you do not.
All right, well, that's something we might... that's wrong.
Okay, tell me this. Do my children not have the right to take a peanut butter sandwich to school?
No, they do not.
Why?
Because
they go to a public school.
Genital swelling that can occur, internal bleeding that can occur. You know the problems with peanut allergies. If I go to a friend's house with a cat, I make them put their cat in a cage outside and have their house disinfected before I step foot in their house. We sell anti-allergy bombs that you can set off in your home before we come over to visit you.
Oh.
The same thing with peanuts.
You're wrong. You don't think that you are maybe 1% of the 7 million people?
What?
You don't think that you're...
I'm getting very... Mr. Henry, I'm getting very fatigued now because someone... Are you wearing denim?
No, I'm not wearing denim.
Well, who is?
I'm wearing denim.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
That Mr. Henry's wearing denim. I have a severe allergy to it.
Oh, and since you're on the phone line, you're allergic to his denim?
Well, it's possible that...
Yeah, how can you be allergic? Where are you calling from, San Diego? I'm in Los Angeles. Where are you smelling the denim?
Well, I am getting very fatigued, and I think it's either the denim or someone's boring me.
I beg your pardon?
Someone's boring here. I don't know which one it is. Is it you?
Am I bullying you?
No, boring me. Hold on.
Oh, I'm boring you.
What are you doing?
That is my inhaler. Oh, boy. That feels so much better.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michelle, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is, who is this? John, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mike, you know, I think you have some severe psychological problems.
No, sir. My feet are swelling.
You're extremely selfish.
Can I ask you a question? Why are my feet swelling, then, if I'm psychologically impaired?
Well, you're allergic to Mr. Henry's denim on the telephone.
I don't know.
I think a lot of this is psychosomatic. But the fact is, you're an extremely selfish person. You keep talking about your rights to go in private people's homes.
I have the right.
You're just worried about our rights. You need to be the boy in a plastic bubble, sir.
Well, wait a minute. I have the right to be in a home. Why do I not?
You do not have the right to be in my home because I don't want you there.
Well,
and that's
but don't
my
I
right
have...
because it is my property.
But don't I have certain rights with regard to your property?
You do, as long as they don't infringe upon the common good. And by these laws that you're proposing, which are absolutely insane, infringe upon the common good.
Right, that I have.
You're not taking any
allergies
on yourself.
Certain allergies to hive wax. And if I'm going to come into your home, I have the right to have your home scanned.
And I have allergies to people like you, so I should therefore have the right to keep you out of my house.
I don't believe you have the right, though, to tell me what I can do. Okay? And
you don't have the right to go into this guy's house any more than you had the right to go into the last lady's house, okay?
Why not? Why don't I?
Because you don't have that right.
I have certain rights. I'm not the selfish one.
You need to be thinking about the common good. If you're not thinking about it, you have not even mentioned one thing that you're doing.
Wait a minute. If your property is...
Sure, this problem, these issues that you have, you're trying to get us and to pass laws that focus on you and forget about the majority of the Americans that aren't afflicted by it.
I would say, sorry
for you if you are. I feel more sorry for you because you're psychologically...
I would say if your property is making my genitals swell, you're the one who's out of line. Okay? What are you laughing about? You think that's funny? There are 7 million Americans with rectal bleeding because
you need to dress in plastic and carry your own little...
Wait. You just said there's 7 million Americans with rectal bleeding because of baseball caps.
Yes, sir. Okay.
No, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Run. You can run, but you can't hide, sir.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dean.
You bet. Oh. Ouch. Ooh. Oh.
What?
Are you wearing underarm deodorant?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can tell.
It's hurting you. Okay. Gee, I'm sorry. All right, well, tell you what, pal. Have yourself a good life. But you ain't taking my peanuts away from me. I'm bringing peanuts on the airplane. Or are they going to take those away from me? Is that what they're going to do? If I bring a big can of Planters with me, they're going to take those away? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.